What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. I had to fucking make this video. The one thing that I love about Hammerhand and Undead Chronic is that, you know, they talk a lot about the, you know, just shit that goes on. There are times, man, when it's just like, fuck, they couldn't be more wrong. They really could not. Here's the thing. I've been following these guys for some time, but I've been following Steven Crowder since 2014 when him and Nakay Jared were working together back in their home studio. It was just him and Gay Jared. Or Nakay Jared. And, you know, he said he was saving himself for marriage and he was a virgin. He used to use the old, Strange Animal intro. And, he used to use, like, it was just all audio for the most part. And he used to have skits and he used to have, like, fucking grade A comedy. I mean, just flawless comedy. I actually kind of miss the old days, honestly. If I'm going to be honest with you, the old fucking Crowder was the shit. Just low budget, just him and Nakay Jared. And I remember he used to fucking say, like, on every Friday, he's like, that's the sound of the weekend. Every fucking Friday. And I would look forward to him talking about politics, culture, the culture war, and just toned down from what he is today. But here's the thing that a lot of you men don't know that I know about him. There's a reason why Nakay Jared left. There's a reason why Sven Computer is no longer on the show. There's a reason why David Landau wanted to leave. There's a reason why, you know, a few of his other subordinates are no longer with him. It's because Steven Crowder is very, very, very difficult to fucking deal with. He really is just over domineering, over fucking, just over, what is it? Like micromanaging. It gets to a point where, I don't know, man. It gets to a point where you start to ask yourself, you know, what the fuck is his problem? What the fuck is his issue? Like, so Nakay Jared left, right? And Quarter Black, you know, the other guy, I forget the guy's name, he fucking comes in and takes and fills in for Nakay Jared's shoes. He has his own show, and Crowder felt a certain way about that. Like, he wants, he's kind of like Hollywood, where he doesn't want you to create your own shit so that you can make money, because he wants to, it's like a totalitarian. He just wants to completely dominate your fucking time. He just wants you completely to himself. And that's a fucking problem. That's a major fucking problem. So, when Nakay Jared left, Sven Computer was complaining offline, like, dude, I left Germany, I need a visa, and fucking Crowder won't help me. So basically, he hires on Sven Computer as a fucking, what is it? As a, he hires him on, pro bono, basically. As a, I forget what it is, but it's a person who works for free. In the hopes that they're going to get money in the future. Kind of like the way Opie and Anthony used to intern. There you go. Hired him on as an intern in hopes that when his business grows, he's going to help him, you know, get his visa. He's going to help him, you know, become a U.S. citizen and help him do all this other shit. He made all these false promises while putting Sven Computer in extremely compromising positions. And I mean, going to fucking rallies where he could get his ass kicked, going to fucking meetings and disrupting those meetings and potentially getting arrested, dressing up as a fucking computer. And Sven Computer's at this point where he's like trying to come up with skits, trying to come up with all kinds of other things. And he's like, I don't mind being a gag, but, you know, but dude, there's a thing between being a foil and then just outright abuse. Like putting him in positions where he could get. And at that time, Trump was in office. And ICE, they had power over the fucking prisons where they were allowed at. Any one of those fucking sheriffs could have arrested him at any given time. And they could have found out that he was an American citizen and shipped his ass back to Germany. And when Sven Computer got let go, Knock A. Jared was really sad about that. He posted a tweet about it. And then Sven Computer responded, and he's like, it's just sad that, you know, nothing was ever kept. None of the words and the promises were ever kept. I really liked my job, but at the sake of working for free, you know, that's slavery, which is everything against what I've learned here about Americans, is that they hate slavery. So Crowder was using him for cheap labor, period, point blank and simple. And Knock A. Jared left because he was getting sick and tired of being dressed in drag, and Knock A. Jared was married. And fucking Crowder kept fucking making, like, gay moves towards him. Now, look, I'm not going to back this up. I make gay jokes myself, but there's a difference between fucking pretending like you're Yoda and making a gay joke and then fucking hitting on another man. Totally fucking different. Like, fucking Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi, that's a fucking joke. But when it comes to flat out, like, trying to, dude, there was a skit that was canceled because Crowder kept telling Knock A. Jared to fucking give him a kiss on the lips. On the fucking lips, dude. And Knock A. Jared turned that shit down. He's like, nah, dude, I'm not doing that. Like, that's way too fucking far. And he's like, no, come on, it'll be funny. It'll be for the skit. What kind of fucking joke is that? So you know what the truth is? I mean, and by the way, let's rewind a little bit. Back to Sven Computer. When Sven Computer did that little video, or excuse me, when he did that little tweet, the day before, what's his name? Any case, Sven Computer basically ended up making, like, threats towards Crowder, like, dude, I'm gonna expose you if you don't hire me full time. And then he's like, dude, we're gonna hire you, just give us some time, and just basically keeping him on a leash. And he's like, all right, well, and same thing happened with Crowder again, with David Landau, like, don't promote your fucking show on my show. Same shit happened with Sven Computer. He's like, don't tell people, like, that you're looking for work or anything like that. Like, I'll handle you. And Sven Computer, you know, when the show started, he put out a little sign that was in abbreviations that says Steven Crowder. Well, basically, it was in abbreviations, right? So you had to kind of, like, fill in the gaps and know a bit of the history. But it said, Steven Crowder does not pay his employees and treats them poorly. And he was and fucking panic sets in. He's like, I told you not to do that and you did it, so now you're fired. There it is. And he smiled about it like a smug fucking dick. And then you never saw Sven Computer for the rest of the episode. He was excused off the set. So here's the thing. Steven Crowder doesn't want you to fucking promote your shit when you're on his show. He doesn't want you to compete with him. And furthermore, I think his wife's a fucking beard. For those of you who don't know what that term is, He's a fucking closet. And his wife is his cover. He said he went a whole lifetime without what is it? You know, he was going to save himself for marriage to sleep with his wife or whatever. No, dude. No. 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 Out of all my years in my life, I've dressed up. I dressed up like a cyber goth. I dressed up like a fucking pirate. I dressed up like a cyber goth pirate. And every one of those fucking... Oh, yeah, an emo. And every one of those trends got me fucking laid. I got more pussy dressing up as something than I ever did in my normal clothes. I never dressed as a fucking chick. Never. It never crossed my mind. And Crowder has repeatedly done this shit where he's dressing up as a chick, dressing up as a tranny, dressing up as some other thing. And Knock A. Jared kept his mouth shut. But dude, I mean, word gets out of Crowder doing shit, of doing fucking really fucked up things to his employees, putting them in extremely compromising positions. Look at what happened to Owen Benjamin. Owen Benjamin was one of his greatest fucking writers, and they fired him. They fired him because Owen was going behind Crowder's back and just like, dude, you know, there wasn't something right about Owen Benjamin, but dude, I know somebody who knows Owen Benjamin personally. His name's Sabo. He's actually my mentor. For those of you who don't know who Sabo is, he's a fucking amazing, famous conservative graffiti artist. He's the one who did the movie posters, Rogue One, President Trump crossing his legs and giving the finger. I'll show you a clip of him towards the end of this. But dude, he knew Owen Benjamin closely. And he's like, dude, he's crazy, but he knows when there's something fucking wrong. And he's a genius at pointing out what it is. And so Crowder gaslit him, and Owen Benjamin bought into it because, of course, Owen Benjamin's his friend. And he's like, dude, I'm not a good friend. I didn't know that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to keep me on as an employee. And so, of course, they make up. Owen Benjamin goes back on the show, and then there's another fallout. And then fucking Owen Benjamin opens up about Crowder. It's all out there. It's just nobody wants to do the research because nobody gives a fuck about Crowder. But I do, because I want to know who the fuck I'm investing my time in. I'm not upset, right? I need to make that clear. Steven Crowder is kind of a piece of shit. There, I can't tell you how many times, you know, he's put his family on the line. And I mean, think about it. How many death threats has he gotten that he's not reported? His wife probably had enough. How many times has he fucked up negotiations or projects or things because he thinks he could do better? He should have really stayed with the Daily Wire and just like kept his fucking mouth shut. $50 fucking million. He's not going to do better. He isn't. And when he turned that down, his wife was probably thinking, you fucking idiot. You narcissistic fucking idiot. Creating all this drama for nothing. When I was listening to that voicemail, I didn't hear any smoking gun. All I heard was a good friend doing him a favor and saying like, look, man, if you don't like it, I mean, there's really nothing I can do. I don't know what else I can do here. Like, if you don't create content, I mean, I can't fucking pay you. But what I can do is like, you know, like point to your other channels like Rumble or BitChute or whatever. And, you know, hopefully you can, you know, have more of our audience flock over there. If you can't create content, if you get fucked off on YouTube. I mean, it's kind of like a Machinima deal. And for those of you who don't know what Machinima is, back in the day, there used to be a machine animation where they would take Halo and Gears of War and stuff like that and turn them into kind of like movies or little episodes. And then Machinima was like the company that would hire all these people that did all that type of work. Digital Fear is one of the biggest ones out of all of them. And a pregame lobby. But Machinima would hire all these company or all these people, break them off a cut because all this money was being flooded. Or excuse me, all this attention was being flooded towards the channel back in the day when YouTube was just giving out fucking money. And so that's how Machinima used to roll. 10-minute clips. That was the minimum. You can make episode after episode, and sometimes you'd get 3 episodes a day. It was fucking great. But Machinima did the exact same thing that Crowder did. They started fucking over their employees. They started fucking over everybody. And then, before they closed their doors, they were like, fuck it, we're just going to take the money and run and just leave the channel be. Everything's deleted now. I don't even think the channel exists. But that's where FAG, you know, Keemstar, back when he was a part of the Federation of Asshole Gamers, that's where he got his start. Well, technically Justin TV, but you know where I'm going. And then commentary started there. I mean, fuck. Same thing with Crowder. You have all these great fucking people that are starting off with him, and he's fucking everybody over. So when they say shit like this...
So, they gotta put some seasoning in it. It's like a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Hold on, let me turn off the fucking speaker here.
That's filthy, man. Oh, disgusting. So what's up, man? What are we doing?
I straight up woke up this morning, and I got all his messages that Crowder was getting divorced, and I've had the biggest shit-eating grin on my face the entire day. Look, Chronic, why are you so happy? I'm like, oh, it's just a beautiful day outside. Don't you agree?
Like I said, man, I'm not really over the moon to see somebody get divorced. I don't know if it's her. I don't know if it's him. But the fact that he's getting this divorce in the proximity that this $50 million deal with the Daily Wire didn't go through, I think has a lot to do with it. I think maybe she thought to herself, this is just speculation, obviously, that maybe the getting was good. Maybe it was time to go because he wasn't going to get no richer.
You know what that...
Right there. And?
You know what the biggest influence and the biggest reason was? She has social media. She listens to women talk to her in her personal...
And there. No, dude. You guys need to zero in your scope. See, I don't know anything about that woman. Nothing at all, but she stayed with them for about a good 4 or 5 years watching him build his empire. She gave him twins. She stayed with them during his heart attack and his heart surgery. She stayed with them during all of his problems, during his dog's death, during the loss of his father, during the loss of a bunch of other shit. You think $50 million is gonna do the deal? No, man. She was a good woman. It's Crowder that's the fucking problem. It's Crowder that pushes everybody away. It's Crowder that buckles underneath pressure. It's Crowder that fucking turns on his friends and his family. He's done this time and time again, dude. Crowder's even talked about it. The times when he was a kid and he fought with his brothers, I'm telling you, people don't fucking change. They just evolve their behavior and their habits. This guy has been a piece of shit since day fucking one, man. And the more I hear people speculating about why it is his fucking wife left him, whether it be the money or social media, it was none of that. It was Crowder. Crowder's the fucking problem. I mean, look at the way, for example, if you don't think he's the problem, look at the way that the Daily Wire and him had that falling out when he had that fucking video cassette. It was just like Harvey Weinstein when that bitch was like, oh, I have video proof of him like hitting on me and trying to fucking sexually harass me. And then it was just him like, oh, is it okay if I sit next to you? Oh, is it okay if I put my hand on your leg? And oh, is it? Oh, no. Okay. Okay. No, that's fine. just being a fucking complete loser simp, and then the bitch on the fucking in the news was like, oh, well, I mean, this isn't really anything. This is just him. Oh, well, yeah, but you should have been there. Like, no, I can hear it. Like, there's nothing going on. Like, you told us you had a smoking gun. This is him being well-mannered. I mean, you said you had this voice recording hidden? The exact same fucking principle. When I heard the fucking recording, it was like the guy immediately is like excited to hear from him. Crowder fucking puts him in a corner immediately, and the guy's kind of like, "Oh, well, this is unorthodox. I've never, you know, heard my friend Crowder like this. I wonder what's going on." And sure enough, Crowder fucking rips into him. Crowder fucking treats him like shit. He tells him what the problem is, and he's like, "Oh, is this the way that they've been running?" You know, and the guy's kind of like, "Well, I mean, Crowder. I mean, we've known each other for years. Like, this is the best I can do for you, man. Like, you're my good friend, and I'm giving you the deal of a lifetime, $50 million. Well, what about everybody else? Like, dude, I love you guys, but if it came to $50 million in another contract, fuck everybody. Fuck my mom. Fuck, dude. Okay, I love my mom. I'm gonna buy her, you know, I'm gonna buy her a mansion or just a decent house to have it paid for the rest of her life, so she never has to worry about any fucking collections or any debt or anything like that. But dude, fuck everybody. Like, fuck everybody. You'll never hear from your boy Jackie ever again. Jackie boy is gonna fucking figure out a way how to hook up with fucking what's his name, Elon Musk, and send my ass to another planet. I am gone with $50 million. $50 million, I'm gonna fucking delete my entire existence off of this planet, and I am disappearing into fucking dust with $50 million. So it would, dude. He was just narcissistic enough to think he could squeeze more out of him. That's what the problem was. Crowder has always been that way. He was that way with YouTube. He was that way, and that's why he never succeeded on YouTube. He had to go do his own thing, Mug Club. I still have the mug, I think, somewhere. But he's always been a selfish piece of shit. The guy that you see on... what is it? The guy that you see on screen is not who he is. It's like in the Bible, it says, don't listen to what a man says or what she says about herself. Instead, listen to what others have to say about her. Let them give her praise. Let them sing about her successes and her womanliness. Let those who are close to her speak of her. Crowder has been a piece of shit since fucking day one, dude. And I listen to him, but I fucking know what kind of guy he is. And I think I made a video about this too, a long time ago. It's like you have to follow. It's like, I can't remember what I said. It was something to the effect of, you gotta follow those, but keep them at a very fucking far distance. You gotta keep them, like, at least 4 sticks away. Because you know exactly how they are. But you can still listen to them. I don't know, man. I just wanted to share this with you because these guys have been wrong the entire time. And they kind of fucking annoyed the shit out of me, honestly, because everybody's been wrong about Crowder, and nobody wants to own up to it. Nobody wants to say what a fucking piece of shit he is. But then again, I'm fucking nobody, so whatever. Guard your heart.